Hay muchas formas de expresar lo que uno siente.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sandra Ugbo. I'm from Nigeria and I speak English. And right beside me is
Tony. And we're gonna talk about the Dominican Republic, and we're gonna present. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Republic Dominican.
Where is in Dominican Republic?
The Dominican Republic is in the Caribbean. It's next to Cuba, on top of Jamaica.
Okay, and can you tell us the languages that you speak?
The language that we speak in Dominican Republic is Spanish, Castellano, Latino, a little bit.
Okay, and do you have do you know the numbers of people, the population?
I don't know how many people live in the Dominican Republic, but there is thousands of people.
Okay, I would like to ask, what do you really like about your country?
What I like about my country is that it's a poor country and the lifestyle is better than in a rich country, because when you live poor, you have everything you need. You know, you don't need money or all of fancy stuff to live. You live with what you have, and that's what I like.
You think, like, for example, not having money, you can live freely?
Yeah, without money. Well, we can't live without money because, you know, it's a need. But we can't live without money in the Dominican Republic. All you gotta do is find a job, work, and with that you can live, you know, feed your family and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Can you tell us some tourist attractions in your country?
Well, there is I wouldn't like nobody to come visit my country, but there is a lot of beautiful stuff like the circus. There is a huge park of attraction.
Okay.
And there is a lot of things that you will never see nowadays in the new world.
And what make you feel that your country is not an ideal place for tourists to visit?
Because it's very dangerous, and it's a very dangerous place. You can't walk safely, you can't do anything, you know. You get killed for anything.
Why would they do that?
Because that's how it is. Since the place is poor, and some people in their mind, they have to make it by any means, so they do what they have to do to survive.
Do you know the word ghetto?
Yes, I know the word ghetto.
It means that most of the people, they live a ghetto life.
A ghetto life, yes.
Okay, I understand. Can you tell us the currency you use in your country?
The currency?
Yeah.
It means...
the money.
Well, we use pesos and it's very cheap. It doesn't have no value. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again with Sandra, and we're going to talk about Nigeria. Where is Nigeria?
Nigeria is in the center of Africa.
Okay, that's good. What language do we speak in Nigeria?
I speak a lot of languages, but the official language is English.
English, okay. And can you talk about the different cultures in Nigeria?
We have a lot of cultures in Nigeria. Like the place I came from, which is Edo State, there are the cultures they call Iduma. They are the traditional dancers. In Hausa, you have the Fulani, and in the Igbos, you have the cultures different from the Yorubas too.
Okay, that's very good. Can you talk a little bit about the tourism and the politics of Nigeria? First, we're gonna start with the tourists.
Okay, there's a lot of tourist attractions in Nigeria. Like, for instance, the Abeokuta Rock, the Zuma Rock. Each of these rocks have history.
Yes.
Like, for example, the Zuma Rock, it was a safe place for the people when there was war in Nigeria. People hid in the rock to save themselves from the outsiders that are coming to war against them.
To attack, yes.
Yeah. And there's a serpent that came out of the rock. And till now, this serpent is still there, but it has turned into a rock.
Can I ask you, where is the serpent?
It's still there. It's still in the rock, but you can see that it's now a rock. Before, it was a real serpent, but okay. The serpent turns into a rock.
Turns into a stone, okay. Yeah. Can you talk about the lifestyle and the music we listen to, the way they live in Nigeria?
The way they live. Nigeria is a free country. People can live the way they want. And about the music, we have a lot of music. We have a lot of artists, like some artists that they know all over the world, like the P-Squares, like Whiskey, Davido, those ones, they sing music that are known all over the world, and they are also traditional music, also.
Okay, the traditional singers are only known in Nigeria. Local singers,
yeah,
right?
Local, but just few.
Just a few, not a lot. Okay, and can you talk about the money they use in Nigeria?
We use naira. Actually, before we used pounds.
Pounds.
Yeah, it was changed by our president, and we use naira. Before, the pounds was more of a value than the naira.
And now the naira doesn't have...
Yeah, it has value, but not very much.
Okay. Well, I think that's all. I don't have much to say about it.
Yeah. Quieren meterme preso por la verdad que preso porque yo no soy un títere tan solo por eso que también está de país así Pali le decía es perfecto pa vivirlo pero por la burguesía dejen ya la hipocresía funcionario y militar ellos hay tanta gente pobre con tantas necesidades donde están los hospitales trabajos y escuela secuela de una pesadilla mientras la novela entretiene al que no tiene deseos de superación con palabras bonitas no progreso una nación podrán censurar mi voz pero la población se prepara para la segunda revolución por la desesperación los precios altos el combustible los maltratos policiales son inconcebibles mi país está horriblemente desmoralizado las autoridades lo tienen desacreditado estamos vendados por un sistema confuso de perdemos y